Bonobu Yaakov Kimilgin. This Dika Machlokes. True, Avada, the word Etzpa, according to Rabbi Shimon, means Yemin. But the question here, it says the word Etzpa in between. It starts off, Lokach HaKoyin, Midam HaChatis, so Rabbi Shimon holds period. Then it says, Bietzbo Venosan. Hildash, and the word Bietzpa goes on the next part, on Venosan, and not Lefon of not before. That's the Machlokes. But Mikra Nidras Lefona Vulyakov Kimiflagi. Rav Shimon says Yadashnit Liakhrov. The word Etzpa goes on the latter part of the Pasuk of Nosan, and not on the beginning of the Pasuk. And the Chacham say no, it goes before also. Omer Abaya, Sabai, so good, that's not the Machlokes. Omer Abaya, Ho the Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, Mafka Mediavua, O Mafik Mediabonin. This of Reb Lezer Reb Shimon goes against his father, and goes against the Rabbanon also. We'll have some right. What does he mean to say like this? The Tanya went like this. We have Lezer of Shimon Aimer, that Kol Mokram Shnem Etzpa, when his drush now, that he says, whenever it says in the Pasuk Etzpa, Kol Mokram Shnem Etzpa Bekabolo, Shino Bekabolo, Posl and Chnami, says the word Etzpa Bekabolo, said if you Mishana means if you use your left hand, not the right hand, that's the Psul. Because Reb Lezer of Shimon knows that Yemin Likuva is Bishas Kabolo Saddam. But when it's seen the Kosher, Trisant, that when it says the word Etzpa, Bishas Pasina Saddam, there is kosher, even if you use your left hand, still is kosher. For Chomokim Shnemer Etzpa Benesino, Shino Benesino Sapsula. If it only says the word Etzpa by Nesino, then it's like this. Then if you Mishana, Bishas Benesino, there's Psula. The Kabbalah kosher. By Bishas Kabbalah is kosher. If he also says it only says the word Etzpa by one of them, and wherever it says it, there it means Likuva, and Lafuka the other one not. Now the Heicha Nema Etzpa Ben Sina. Where does it say the word Etzpa Ben Sina? The Chassid it says V'lokach Midam Apar V'nosat V'akanas Hamizbech V'Etzpa Acha. Uksav he holds Midrash Mikra Nidrash Lefonov V'loy Lefnei Fonov Liachrov. The Mikra is on a Nidrash Lefonov, and not twice before and not afterwards. So in other words, he's going to dash in our first pasuk only by Kabbalah. When that's why it's different than the other two men on the Yomrim. When the pasuk says "Belokach Hakayin Midam Achatz Beetzbo," he dashes the word Etzpa only before, only on the word "Belokach." Here it's like it says the word "Beetzpa" by Kabbalah Saddam. Therefore, he says, "When this pasuk, I only know Kabbalah Saddam is pasul with your left hand. What about Nisina? When it says "Venosim," that's after Beetzpa. I don't dash in this word "Beetzpa" afterwards. So, from this pasuk alone, if you'd make a Nisina with your left hand, it would have been kosher. So that's the way his mouth can not like from Shimon and not like Rabbanan. The Rabbanan dashin our etzpa both before and after. Reb Shimon's dashin's the etzpa afterwards, and he dashes this word etzpa before. So the way he dashes this pasuk is not like neither of them. True, he has another pasuk to say that Nisina is also possible with the left hand with another pasuk. But this pasuk alone is a through machlokes how to dash in this pasuk. Of a lokach hakoyin midam achatz betzbo v'nosan is three ways to learn. As Shimon says, betzba goes on v'nosan afterwards. The Chum say Betzpa goes both before and after, and the Lazar Mashimon says Betzpa goes only before and not afterwards. So three ways that I learned Shan this pasuk. Right. Omar Rabba Baba Chonam Rabbi Yechanan. Komokam Shinema Etzpa Kuhuna. Wherever the pasuk says both, the word Etzpa and the word Kuhuna, ain't a really a mint, it only means then you have to use the right hand. So Kasalka Daitam, we thought to say, Tati Binan. Rabbi Bachonim means to say you have to have two. That's to say the word Etzpa and the word Kuna. That's to say both. Koin HaKoin Rashi says, Loyakanim, that's to say both of them. Etzpa and Kuna both. Kedesilik Pasuk says, V'loka HaKoin, Medam Achatz Betzpa, like in our Pasuk. Here it says the word V'loka HaKoin, and then it says, Bietzpa, here it's like it means the right hand. The Aleph of Mitzvah, we learned it out from the Parsha of Mitzvah. The Chassid says, by Mitzvah, V'tov HaKoin, it's Etzbo HaYeminis. The Torah says the coin, it says the word etzpa, then it says hayaminis. You see, when does etzpa mean your right hand, when it also says the word hakoin? That's his Rosha. For the Gemara, is it true of a right kemitza? When the coin makes the kemitza, takes a handful out of the mincha, to lechsiv ve'elokuna, there only says the word coin. What's not still, we learn, komas bismel posel. If the coin makes a kemitza with his left hand, it's posel. So you see, you don't have to have both etzpa and kuna. It's enough just one. Elohim Rav says like this, either one is enough. If it possibly says the word kain, or it says the word etzpa, that also means you're right. Therefore, by kemitza, it says the word kain, therefore it means you're right. Omalei Abayis, Abayis back, is this true? Harei helochas evorim lekevis. After they made the shechit yetzer kabbalah zrikas adam, now you have to cut up, they skin the animal, they cut it up, and now they take the pieces of meat to the mizbeach, what has to be burnt, and they burn it. But they are more the fats, the worm, which type of a hema. But carrying these pieces of fats, or the meat, to the keves, to the plank, to walk up the mizbeach, the siv bukunin, here it says the word kohen. The siv, it says, v'hikrav ha-kohen es ha-kohen v'hikrav mizbecha. The kohen has to take it. It says the word kohen b'shas v'loch ha-sevorim. V'yom ha-mar, still we learned, zur loch ha-sevorim ha-keves. And this pasuk says, v'hikrav ha-kohen, it means he should bring the pieces of meat to the keves. Utananim, we learned, ha-regel shel yamin v'smoiloi. When the kohen carries the pieces of meat to the mizbeach, the right leg of the animal he carries in his left foot, with his left hand. And the base there where the animal is sticking outwards. You see clearly when he's walking up to the plank, he's allowed to carry with his left hand. So you tell him whoever says the word kohen, it means the right. So why is it kosher? He's carrying the piece of the meat here. Yeah? And the Gemara, ki amrinan ayetz by kuna b'dover makav kapora poshen. When do I say b'davka have the right? That's on the avoidance of dam. Something that you need for a kapora. Like the Kabbalah, the Zerika, that you need for the Kabbalah. Without it, the carbon is possible. Dum yid the mitzvah, just like by a mitzvah over there, by the tovla, that's by a minis, that's the kuba for the tyrus of a mitzvah. Mashenka, in burning the fats of the carbon, we know, is not makiv the kapara. Even if you don't burn the fats altogether, you have the kapara. So therefore, this, we don't make the drosha kohen to say the kuba, it has to be with your right hand, and even the chila could be with your left hand. We don't make the drosha b'chlal on things that are not makiv the kapara. For the Gemara b'rei Kabbalah Saddam, the Sibul Kuna, it says the word kohen by Kabbalah Saddam. And still the dover, makav kapor, the kapor. We know Kabbalah Saddam is part of the Dalet Avodis. You have to have a Kabbalah. It's the next Mishnah. If the dam just falls out of the neck onto the floor, it's possible. You need a Kabbalah Saddam in a Kli. And with Tanan, still we learned from Shimon says it's kosher. Tanan, kibble the smell potat on a kama good of Shimon Machshir. So come to Kashan of Shimon. According to Rabbi Yechon, you will, whoever says the word kohen, it means Yemin. So here it says the word kohen, and according to Rabbi Shimon, still it's kosher to make the Kabbalah the smell. According to Reb Shimon Avad, Reb Shimon Tati Boy, the Shimon knows you have to have both the word kohen and the word kuna. One alone would not be enough. For the Gemara, is that true? Me boy, Reb Shimon Tati, the Shimon have to have both kohen and etzba. But Tanya learned like this: Reb Shimon Oimer, Komokem Shinem Yad Enuvel Yamin. Whoever says the word Yad Ataka means Yamin, etzba Enuvel Yamin, etzba. So Chorus Akashi, see, each one alone is enough. So where it says, etzpa loy boy kuna, where it says the word etzpa, you do not have to have the word kohen. In Echnami, etzpa itself would mean yamin, usually. We had before the only reason, here, and here. Usually, etzpa means yamin. The reason why Shimon says by Kabbalah it's kosher, because he doesn't say the word etzpa goes before Kabbalah. Etzpa does not go on the Kabbalah. Etzpa only goes on the Sina. So by Kabbalah, Saddam, it doesn't say the word etzpa. But if it would have said the word etzpa, etzpa itself does mean yamin. But I'll tell you, kuna. When the Torah just says the word kohen, here it does. Here it says v'lokach ha-kohen. So b'shas kabbalah zdam it does says the word kohen. So I tell you kohen bo yetzpa. This Reb Shimon agrees. The word kohen itself does not mean yamin. You need etzpa. But when you have the word etzpa itself could mean yamin. Just by kabbalah zdam it doesn't say the word etzpa. He holds the word etzpa here goes on achrov on the sina on the zrika zdam, not on the kabbalah. For the Gemara is so via the kohen lomeli. He would tell me when it says the word etzpa is enough. How come sometimes the Torah says the word kohen also? Let it just throw the word etzpa. Etzpa alone means yamin. What do I need kohen for? And the Gemara b'kiyuna just means to say he should be wearing his big de kohen. Rashi says big de kuna. Says the word kohen just teaches another halacha we had before. He has to be wearing his begodim. Without a special big de kohen, it doesn't have a halacha like a kohen. It's called a gazar. For the Gemara of a zrika. But zrika is like sibu elakun. It only says the word kohen. Otanan, still we say zorak b'smel poso. Possible, like Paulo Gershom, Shem does not go over here. So let's hear. Zarf is small. Possible Shem Achshir. Ashar kol azvachim. Like Sibu Etzpa. Elav Zarko Akahanim. Avazrikas Chatis. Murder Shem Gam Liel Bietzpa. Before the drasha was by a Chatis. By a Chatis, the attacker says the word Etzpa by Zrikas Adam. So there, Shem, we have the possible before Shem agrees that by Chatis, if you make this Zrika with your left hand, it's possible. Where the Shimon says kosher by the other karbonis, there it doesn't say the word etzba; it only says the word kohen. So the question is, kumok? Yeah. For a zrikud like sibu elakuna, or to non zorak b'smal posel, if the leipogishim doesn't argue, So why not? Since it only says koina, doesn't say the word etzpa, according to Rav Shimon, even besmoil, it should be kosher. No, pligi bebraisa is like a truer. Rav Shimon argues in the braisa, the tanya will learn clearly, kibble besmoil posa, Rav Shimon machsher. That's one machlekes. Zorak bismol, let's say you make this zrika with your left hand, posa, and a chnarmet, and a kamet, it's posel. Because koin alone is enough. Reb Shimon Mash, Reb Shimon says no, the word koin is not enough, you have to have the word etzpa also. And by zrika of other kabonas, not by chatis, it does not say the word etzpa. So Reb Shimon tackles, if the koin makes zrika bismol, it's not a kosher. The more, if so, Elohod Yom wrote down, Rabbi says, Yad Yad Lekmitza, that would be Abba Gzera Shava, Yad Yad Lekmitza. Pash Rash says Mitzora Oshik Siv Atznuch Oizne Yemonis Vaboyin Yad Yemonis Vaboyin Ragli Yemonis Akroi Yiseiru Kefor Shosam Kama Rava Yad Mitzora Aslik Zereshova. It says next extra turn the word Yad there. So Rava says it's for Zereshova. Rego Rego Lechalitza is also extra. It says extra turn the word regularly you need Chalitza. Rashi says it has to be with your right hand. The Yomar Rava, Yad Yadak meets regular chalitza, Oizen Oizen L'Ritziya. It says the word Oizen twice by the Eved that you have to make Ritziya through his hole. So Lomli, what do I have to have it for? Me the Rabba Bar Bachona Nafka, we learn now from Rabba Bar Bachona's halacha. That he says what? That Komokom, I would not anyway, because that was his first halacha, Komokom Shnem Etzpakuna, Enuel Yamin. To serve the word, I don't need the Gzerish over then Yad Yadak meetsa. But all the other places it says the word Kayin. Or it says the word etzpa. So I don't have to say Rishon b'yad yad for, I don't need it. That's the most kasha. Midirav Rabbachon anafka. Most is true. Chad l'koymitz, one yad is b'shas to kmitz, he has to use his right hand. V'chad l'kiddush, it's not Gzei Rishova. It says twice the word yad by kmitza for the parsha of kmitz itself. Wanted to tell us when the kohen makes the kmitza, he has to use his right hand to take out the kmitza with his right hand, and then the kiddush afterwards, he has to throw it into a klisharis. He has to throw it in there with his right hand also. Rashi the kiddush kaimitz the klisharis sheyebi yamin sheyochas that klishu mekadosh boy biyodei hayimonis. As after he throws it into the kli, he has to hold it in his right hand also. So that's why I use the two words yad by kmitza. They're both necessary for kmitza itself.
Yeah. So having more question, though, the Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, the loy boy kiddush kaimitz.